Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, home of the world's greatest artist, TLC, Gladys Knight, India RE, Indigo Girls, and Hartsfield Atlanta Jackson Airport, the Falcons, and Clark Atlanta University. This is The Bright Side with Technisha, a daily show with real people with real experiences. And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Today is October 25th, 2015, and welcome to another episode of Bright Side with Technisha. And we're going to get this thing rolling right now. Here with me is my girl, Tracy Birdsall. If you remember her from last year when we talked about her new movie, well, it's still kind of probably new to most of you, Dawn of the Crescent. Well, she's back again with us promoting a new TV series, actually two, and I'm thankful that she took out time on her busy schedule to talk with us again. So do call in if you have any quick questions. 347-426-3751. Tracy, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. I'm glad to have you back on.
It's good to talk to you again.
Yes, so good. How have things been since we talked last year in October?
I got to tell you, it's been crazy. I think I've worked pretty much nonstop since I talked to you.
I see. You're promoting, you have a new TV series that's in post-production right now, Rogue Warrior, Robot Fighter.
Well, actually, that's the feature film. And then the TV series is actually for next year, and that's a spin-off of Rogue Warrior, Robot Fighter, which is in post-production right now. I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4 films in post-production right now, I believe. Yeah.
Wow. My God.
I know.
What a time. Where's the time for yourself?
Actually, I love doing what I do, so it kind of is time for myself, you know?
Right.
And I love traveling, and I've gotten to travel, and I just having a blast, actually. Right. Working hard, though.
Right. Well, that's what they say. If you love what you're doing, it don't even appear to be working. This Rogue War Robot Fighter is interesting. So what is it actually pertaining off of? Is this like dealing with artificial intelligence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a film about our world's basically been taken over by AI. And my character, I have the lead role in the film. It's science fiction, and she's basically trying to stop them, and she kind of puts her team together. But then there's a lot of other things that happen within her character, and it's one of the things I love about that film is that we see a lot of science fiction, we see a lot of action, but the storylines and the characters are very much like a drama where there's really multi-layered dimensions that keep emerging.
Right. Well, we can't wait to actually see. We can't actually wait to see that. And if anybody remembers Tracy Birdsall, she's been acting all her life. We can remember her from Family Ties. All you have to do is go back to my archive of October. I think I did 23rd, 2014 with Tracy. And it's just, it is. It's awesome to see that you growed up so beautifully. And, I mean, the magazine, I saw one magazine cover, and it was just so, it blew me away, Tracy. I was like, look at it.
Thank you.
Woman. You are. And I'm so happy for you. And people, make sure you look out for it, because this is going to be coming out in early 2015. And that's not even long. We have 2 more months, and we're going to be looking at it very soon.
Yeah, I have Who's Jenna, too, which is the comedy that we shot on the East Coast, and I'm the lead female in that, and that's going to be coming out about the same time, too. Both of those are in post, kind of coming out side by side.
Wow. And this is awesome, too, because in the Rogue Warrior, I mean, we have a lot of great actors being featured in there. Des Crawford, Levi Stubarach, if I say your name right, Liz. Don't want to live.
Livy Stubarach, she's amazing.
Aaron Bethea, Tim McGraw, Ashley Park. I mean, these are all great people that you're starring with. So what was the cast like, just working with them?
Well, and Stephen Manley, too. You can't forget him because he was...
Okay, we don't want to get about you, Stephen Manley.
Yeah, the cast was amazing, and that's part of what's so exciting, too, is that they were just such good actors. I mean, really solid people. So we're out there on these amazing locations, but we all basically are living our roles. You know, we're not out there acting. We're out there, and that's who we are out there, because everybody was so talented and so experienced. And I got to tell you, it was amazing, yeah. And so much action. I mean, it was exhausting. I keep telling people I'm going to put out a coffee table book called War Wounds, and there's pictures of my bruises and my cuts and my, I mean, it was exhausting. Yeah. But so I photographed it, because you have to keep going, so you have to laugh about it, you know. So you ice everything down, you cover your body in Arnica gel, and you just keep going, you know. But it was pretty funny when you look at it. I was eating my dinner, and I was eating as much as I could, and then I was eating everybody's leftovers, including the crew, if they didn't eat what they had, just because that's the kind of calories we were burning off.
Oh, I can imagine doing all those many hours. That's why I said I commend you. Trace, that's a lot of hours, and then you're doing just so much at one time. But like you said, it don't feel like it once you're in the moment you, and you know that this is truly what you want.
Yeah.
So how did the
what you forget when you watch movies like this, and this is the first film where I ever did all my own stunts. And what you forget is when you go a few hundred feet, you know, up in the air onto these giant sand dunes, and you have these battle sequences and explosions and stuff, you forget that you have to go do it another 15 times. You know, it's like, it's not just one take. And so going into it, it was funny because I was like, oh yeah, I can do this myself. I work out all the time, like piece of cake, right? But you forget that everything you're doing, you have to do over and over and over again.
And
you have to get to the top of that sand dune before you can even start the scene.
How did this role even come about for you?
Well, we actually shot this one after we shot At the Edge of Time, which is also in post-production. And then we wanted to make another one. I was working with Neil Johnson because, of course, he's like one of the kings of science fiction. And in At the Edge of Time, I was a really pivotal character, but I was major supporting in it. And so we were talking about this script that he had and making it. Well, then we decided to produce it, but it was always going to be after At the Edge of Time. And then once I booked the lead female in his Jenna, the Jenna Jameson doppelganger movie, then we're like, oh, we need to get these two out at the same time. So just for our publicists and stuff like that. So we've just been cranking on it. But what's kind of fun is that's what kind of drove us to shooting this one out first. But now with Star Wars coming out, there's so much visual that has some similarities with ours, which we had no way of knowing when we were shooting it. So I think that's going to really help it too. It's just like very exciting how little coincidences lead up to things, you know.
Right. And I mean, when you really kind of look at all the films that you have done, they're almost like the woman who battles it all. Like you have to mask up against all these men. And so let me ask,
it's like the real world, right?
Right. And I'm glad, and I can't wait to God of Wars is you. Is that like a spinoff? Is that the one you're talking about? Is that the spinoff of this one that you're doing now, the Rogue Two?
Yeah, it's the spinoff of Rogue Warrior, Robot Fighter. Yeah, and that's a co-production we're doing with another company that has approached us on it, and so we're pretty excited about that. But it's still, you know, they're still in the developing the episodes part, and we probably won't start shooting that until mid 2016. So, but in the meantime, these will come out, which will create the stir for people to want to watch the series, which is pretty exciting because we haven't, he's only made films, and I've been in the film world for a long time, so it's going to be kind of nice to go back in the television arena for a while.
Oh, yeah. I know, and you've been doing it, like I said, all your life. So out of all that you have done with the filming and everything, what style of filming do you like the most?
Oh, man. You know, it's funny because I've always tried really hard not to get stuck in a genre, first of all. Like, that's why I love having, if you remember last year, I had a big comedy and the supernatural thriller / horror coming out at the same time. And that's why I love that I have a big comedy and a science fiction, you know, badass character coming out at the same time. So I love them all, but I have to say that after shooting Rogue Warrior, I don't care if it's TV or film, I really like the action stuff, and I really like the multi-dimensional characters. I mean, it's just as an actress, it allows you to grow and to stretch and to try things you haven't tried before, and in so many different arenas. It's not just, you know, your mind and your body, but it's your endurance and everything else, and it's just very, very exciting. Yeah.
Right, and just to know that you actually see, you start off as a soap star, and just to mend and change and grow through all this going into film. And it's not, and let them know, Tracy, let the listener know, it's not an easy route just to probably get into that movie industry, but it does open up many opportunities for you.
You know, it's funny because it's not easy. It's really, really hard. And there's a couple people have made a big change in my life that I think led to me working a lot. One was working with Margie Haber, who's my acting coach, and I absolutely adore Margie to pieces, but she's very, very tough. And I haven't actually seen her in so long because I've been working so much. But and she's like Halle Berry's coach. You know, she works with a lot of really big names. And Margie's the one who took all the different forms of acting that I'd studied, because I studied every method imaginable growing up, and converted it to just living the life, to just becoming that character. And you just start thinking that way as you're preparing for the role. And then when you're working, you know, you memorize your lines way ahead of time. And then when you're working, you're just living it. You're not going over it. You're not, you know, you identify who that character is and how, you know, their mannerisms are and how they move and how they, their expressions. And that's why when you watch different things that I do, a lot of times I don't look like the same person. And a lot of people say that in interviews, but it's because you've decided who that person is, and then you're being that person. And then the other person that made, I think, the largest impact on my career, and it's advice that I give to all actors, but very few people listen to me, is Mark Sykes. And he's a good friend of mine, and I'm a casting director, and he's also a coach. But he sat down with me one day, and I was really trying to crank it up. And he's like, well, you know, most actors don't treat it like a full-time job, and even when you're not working, it's a full-time job. He says, so for a month, he said to me, and this was a few, you know, many years ago, I guess now, maybe 4, 5, 6 years ago, he said, do something every day. Like, I don't care what it is, do something to move your career forward every day. And I did that for a month, and I saw, like, a huge change in everything. And I don't think I've stopped doing something every day since then. And that's really, you have to treat it like a full-time job, even if you're not shooting at the time. And that's when you really see results, is when that's all you're doing.
Right. Now, despite your success through it all, do you still get a little intimidated by your own peers or other actors?
No. No, because and it's
not
kind
so
of, you have to, you know, I've always believed my whole life, because I played a lot of sports, and you know, I was the youngest of three kids, and I was the least attractive of three daughters, so as a kid. And so I had to, like, really focus on, you know, all the other things that I was good at. And I was a late bloomer.
Why?
And so I always had this idea in my mind that I was only in competition with myself. And so when I'm out there working and things like that, I'm only in competition with being the best me that I can be and doing the best of my ability and constantly becoming more and more and more. And, you know, the never stop learning, never stop growing thing. But I never, ever compare myself with other people. I admire other people. I admire other people's work. But I'm not in competition with anybody. Yeah. There's only one me, you know, and for each of us, there's only one of us, so.
Right. And that's because Tracy's a badass. She's been doing, you see the type of moves that she's doing, she probably cut you too. She ain't scared. Tracy is not scared, but you are. You're a fantastic person. I just love the way you welcome yourself and you open up. And it's beautiful because you have a great soul. And you could tell it, even through the interviews, you could just see that. And that's what I love. I think that's what I admired about you the most, Tracy. Now,
thank you.
You're welcome. Just getting into the film, Robot Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
You actually filmed this in the same location as The Return of the Jedi in Arizona.
We shot, yeah, that was one of our big locations. Actually, probably 10 minutes of the finished film will be, you know, which is a lot, will have been shot there. We also shot out at Toronto Pinnacles, which is where they shot, you know, part of Star Trek. And so we shot in a lot of locations that were really iconic, you know, Planet of the Apes, you know, stuff like that. So there's a lot of energy that comes from being in a place that looks like another world to begin with.
And I think that is just so awesome. I don't think I've seen Return of the Jedi.
You got to catch up, girlfriend.
Right, I do. Just come in movies. Now, something like Harry Potter. I do love Harry Potter. I'm not gonna. I don't know, because I always wanted to be like a wizard, so or move
right.
stuff. So that always fascinated me. And what's another one? I can't even think of it. It's almost
See, Return of
like,
the Jedi is one of my favorites. You know, so it's like you kind of have to fill them in because. It's kind of like when you're watching Doctor Who or
right.
you know, Walking Dead or anything. There's always going to be something, one of the episodes that you're like, that was okay, you know. So sometimes you watch the movies and you always enjoy them in these chains. But then you're going to watch something that's just going to resonate with you, and it's just like, oh, it's one of my favorites, you know, so you kind of got to go through them all. Yeah.
Now, Walking Dead, I definitely need to make sure I catch up on all those seasons because they're in their sixth season right now. My husband, he's a Walking Dead fan. He loves it, and I think I even found the store that's nearby us or miles away, and they sell Walking Dead, and I know he would love that half to death. Like, but who can't blame Walking Dead is a good series, though. It is. Yeah, I mean,
Fear of the Walking Dead?
Oh, I have not.
It scares the living daylights out of me. And The Walking Dead, I just love it, but it doesn't scare me. But they've really upped it for the Fear of the Walking Dead. And we're going through that series right now. We sit there on our laptops and work at the same time as we're watching shows. And that one just really, you got to watch it. It'll get you. Because I'm afraid of so little since I work in film and I've seen horror and science fiction. And you know, but that one gets me. It really does.
Oh, I gotta check that one out. Make sure I add it to my list.
Right? Oh, it's so scary.
So just, you know, Tracy, just playing this badass chick role. I mean, I love it. And I won't even say chick. It's just a bad role that she's playing. Like, and not bad in that it's messy. I'm talking about bad. Like, she's really throwing bows in
here. She's badass.
She's not playing. But just playing that role, putting on those clothes, did it change you just slightly, or did you just go, or did you feel like, this is me? Because I know some part of it had to relate to you just a little bit, Tracy.
Well, of course, you're in your body, but
right.
By the time, okay, so leading up to it, you've put 4 or 5 months into every day prepping on this for hours and hours and hours, right? So you've decided who this character is, and you're excited, and then a few days leading up to it, you kind of start, you know, you kind of allow your brain to start becoming that entity. And then, of course, when you put the outfit on, you start feeling kind of, you know, you start feeling stronger and more, probably stand up really straight, you know, and you're like, you kind of like start to morph, I would say. And then when you get to the locations, especially if you're not coming home at night, that's the best because then you can kind of stay in that headspace. And, so it's a process. It's a very magical process. And then you go through, you know, hair and makeup, and then they put the movie dirt on you and the blood sometimes and stuff like that. And it's just like you just start, then it's like that's you. You know, you're like a horse at the gate. You know, you're just waiting for that gate to open so that you can let that character emerge. You know, you're so worked up by that point in time. So, yeah.
Right. That's the exciting part about acting, but you just, the thing is, it sounds so easy, but you do have to go through baby steps to get up there. But when you do get to that point, like Tracy, it just, boom, it blows your mind. It does, because you actually doing these type of films. Like, this is stuff I would be psyched out just to do something like that, because I'm so used to seeing that action on TV, but to actually be doing it. So, Tracy, what training did you have to go through to use the weapons, or did you have to do any training?
Well, I had to get trained with, you know, with like weapons and stuff, because of course these are, you know, badass weapons. These aren't just like little handguns and stuff like that. Yeah, so you know, we had a stunt coordinator, and then for a lot of the fighting stuff, it's like I've been fighting my whole life, but I worked with Manny Bujold, who's a, you know, world championship guy, and he worked with me on a lot of that stuff just to prepare for the role, and so yeah, there's definitely prep, and then we have our stunt coordinator is on set too, and I got to tell you, I mean, just running with those weapons and things like that, they're so heavy. It's like I have very small wrists, so it's like, I mean, you're just so sore, yeah. But you're on this adrenaline high, so you just keep going, and then you just have ice packs, you know, for between you know, the shots and stuff like that, yeah.
Right. And a lot of people don't know that you're also a producer yourself. You're actually producing this one. So what involvement did you have in this film conception?
Well, I co-produced this, so it's like I helped as far as the nuts and bolts and the cast and, you know, putting the whole thing together, finding the locations. We did all that stuff together. But as soon as I get to the shooting stage, I can't have anything to do with the production, because then I have to be Tracy. and Tracy's brain can't work at the same time as somebody else's embodied in that space. So it's like a, that's kind of my thing. I've produced since the late 80s. I made my first feature, and 35 millimeter nonetheless. And that even then, I had to work with a director that I knew that as soon as I, you know, got on the set and stuff like that, I couldn't think about being a producer. So that was with David Wirth, who did like Kickboxer and, you know, just a lot of really big movies. So he was more than capable of wearing the producer hat too when I was shooting. So that's a really comfortable space for me. But I can't work with somebody and co-produce with somebody, you know, help them put it together. It's like a puzzle, and I love that process. I can't do it if they won't take the full responsibility once we get to the set, just because that's my main thing in life is living the lives of other characters.
Right. And I agree with that. I do. I'm not in that same industry, but I will have to agree with that, and I think that's something that most people need to follow along with in her entire lives. Now, who actually settled on this title? Who came up with the name for this movie?
Well, it started out as something else completely in pre-production, and then it was, then it went to, I think we started shooting under the name Robot Apocalypse, and then it switched over to Robot Fighter halfway through production, because as the story morphs, when you're actually shooting and the characters are playing, then you're like, okay, that isn't really the name. You know, this, we need to make it more like this. This is what it's more about. But then the distributor, the sales agent, was like, he goes, okay, he didn't like that title because he said it isn't big enough and this is a really big film. So we spent, I don't know, maybe a month or something, everybody, you know, chattering back and forth and throwing each other's ideas away. And then the sales guy, the distributor guy, finally came up with that, and we're like, oh, we like that, you know, so everybody agreed. Yeah, because you don't really get to make up your mind on that stuff at the end anyway. It all gets done in distribution, and then even when you sell to different countries and stuff like that, sometimes they change titles and stuff like that. You see it all the time. It's really an interesting process. They change poster artwork, they change everything. You only have control until it gets into the distributor and sales agent's hands.
Okay. Well, Tracy, I really do appreciate you for coming on, and I cannot wait. So people, make sure you be looking out early 2016 for her new film coming out, The Rogue Fighter. Robot Fighter. So make sure.
Rogue Warrior Robot Fighter. Yeah.
Right, Rogue Warrior Robot Fighter. We don't want to leave out any parts of that title. Tracy, it was a pleasure having you back on. I hope to have you on plenty of times, because I just love a woman who fight hard like a man, honey, and coming to use weapons. Hey, that's all exciting. And
dealing we're with just people, right? Robots.
Right. So, Tracy, thank you once again, and you have a blessed one.
Thanks, Takeshna. You too. Talk to you soon.
All right. And do not go anywhere, people. This show is not ending just yet. We'll be back around about 1 o'clock p.m., so you stay tuned to your seat, and I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to The Bright Side with Technisha. If you like what you heard, tell your dad, mother, cousin, uncle, whomever. Be sure to check out the archive section at www.brightsidewithtk.com.